Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
U.S. production was increased by almost 450,000 bales. And although the U.S. projected yield is estimated to be lower than in the August report, USDA actually increased planted and harvested acres compared to August. However, it's important to note that this is not reflective of the cotton damage from Hurricane Florence, and these numbers should be reflected in the next USDA report. We're also working on some estimates of the damage from the storm.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The 2018 export forecast has raised 200,000 bales to strong export sales and a larger projected U.S. crop. The demand for U.S. cotton continues to be strong. We have a record level of export commitments at this point in the marketing year. Currently, China is the top export sales customer with over 2 million bales for 2018. Now, this is important to note due to the 25% tariff. So far, we are seeing some cancellations and destination changes for China, and if the tariff remains in place for an extended period, we're likely to see more cancellations. But at this point, we still have quite a few sales on the books for China.